Oh, okay. I got a song.
Is the mic, like, not on the hole?
No, it is not on the hole.
Okay.
Yeah, keep it off the hole. That gets us in all kinds of trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Just tease it.
All right.
Just the tip.
Fuckers.
Well done, Matt. Okay. Brian Jones, that ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much. That's a new piece.
Oh, Brian.
Can we end the show on that?
Oh, hell yeah.
Rick?
Am I really introducing like you as Brian Jones or Buffalo Moses?
Yeah, just the project's called Buffalo Moses. You can call me, obviously.
Brian
Sir,
Jones.
Sir Works.
Of Sir, Buffalo
Sir.
Moses.
Sir Brian Jones.
How about the very reverend Brian Buffalo Moses?
That's right.
All right.
All right, cool. Here we go.
Window break. It's the last breath I'll take. If there's one thing for certain, I didn't order curtains for a home at the bottom of a lake. Interstate. Don't you take this away. Won't you leave it with me? Don't you do as you please, and I'll go on just driving this way. I want it to be James Dean. Won't you throw back your seat? 'Cause I'm not the lowly boy that they made me out to be. Heavens to Betsy, it all just got messy, and how it made me swoon. Heaven won't miss me, but my baby forgives me for ending this road trip so soon. Heaven won't miss me, but my baby forgives me for ending this road trip so soon. I was never a mechanic, but there's no need for panic, 'cause I think things will end up alright. I want it to be carefree. So won't you throw back your seat? 'Cause I'm not the lonely boy that they made me out to be. Heavens to Betsy, it all just got messy. Now it made me swoon. Heaven won't miss me, but my baby forgives me for ending this road trip so soon. Heaven won't miss me, but my baby forgives me for ending this road trip so soon.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Pretty Woman,
the Brian Jones, here on the Words Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another beautiful edition of... Well, I just ruined that opening, but we're going to roll with it anyway because I'm so excited about our guest. He exudes sexual energy. We've got new intern in the room. My brother's here in town. So many good things are happening. The punk rock flea market is this weekend. Woo! It's an amazing week, and we've got Brian Jones here on the Worst Little Podcast.
Yeah. On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Nice.
Well, way to recover.
Hey,
you
know,
you're a professional.
It was a better fumble than anything that happened in the Super Bowl this weekend.
Oh, I see.
Hey,
I see what
recovery,
you did there.
Recovery fumble, yeah. Something. I don't know. Hi, we got Chewy back in the house. We
hey,
are gonna
nice to see you, yeah.
Talk about the Super
Chewy.
Bowl later. Welcome. Good to see you, buddy.
Thanks.
You're here just in time for something to have happened in football.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Nothing happened in football, trust me.
That's what I hear.
How was work?
Great.
Yeah?
Yep. Typical. Same as always. Nice and cold out there in
bricks,
eastern Nevada.
You know?
What tiny Nevada town were you in?
I was in Elko, which is not that tiny.
Not, yeah.
It's the Paris of eastern Nevada.
It's the size of
really?
Home of the White
size
King.
Of Reno 40 years ago.
Yes. Home of the White King polar bear.
Indeed.
Interesting.
I saw a White King face to face.
Oh, of course you did.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, I was there, caught the very beginning of the Cowboy Poetry Festival out there, which is a big
event. Oh,
right.
Yeah, that, so no, that is cool.
I've
never been to one before. What do they do?
I didn't hear any poetry, but there was a good singer, a songwriter named Coulter Wall that was playing the first couple days out there, and I got to see him. Stuck around an extra day in Elko just to watch him play two times.
Oh, nice. Cool.
It was pretty great.
Are you his, like, super fan now?
No. I was a fan of his already. He's a great singer.
Grouping.
He's awesome.
I mean, and a lot of great cowboy poets these days, you know, they're not necessarily working cowboys, nor necessarily are they working poets.
Really what they are is a bunch
neither
of
those jobs pay.
They're a bunch of posers.
But some of them are historians writing doggerel. Yeah. Some of them are singer-songwriters balladeers and troubadours who travel the lands with
Coulter Wall, he's a young man. But he's getting a lot of play on alternative country radio, and it was a pretty good opportunity to see a good show.
That's
I saw
him
11 a.m. on a Thursday in Elko. It was pretty cool.
Nice.
Right. Well.
Yeah. Brunch before I came home. Cool. Usually there's not much to see in Elko.
More Reno bands should go to Elko.
They should.
Reno bands do go to Elko.
Yeah, they should.
I want to go. I've heard their music scene is...
I go to Stockman's.
I play
the keno.
Yeah.
They know me there.
Yeah.
Stockman's
do.
Is
get
a good place to play some
cold
blackjack.
For a Brand Jones.
Yep.
They know they need entertainment in that town for all the people that work there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
it's
great.
A pretty happening
awesome.
Town, really. Like I said, the Paris of eastern Nevada is kind of what I, you know, that's kind of an exaggeration.
You love saying that every time you go there.
It's a cool town.
I don't think that's an exaggeration.
No. No, it's... Like, regionally, it's a metropolis compared to many of the other towns.
They ain't got no Eiffel Tower, but that's about it.
Yeah. They do have a tower. A big
and if
tower.
Germany invaded, they'd give right up.
Yeah. So, Elko would?
If Germany invaded.
They've already invaded.
Yeah, right, yeah.
A lot of steakhouses.
Elko would stand
Bavarian kitchen.
Strong.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You don't go to Elko trying to start shit, because you'll get it.
Yeah. Where are your friends?
You might want to leave your big city attitudes back in Reno.
That's right.
I know you're married there.
Yeah. You go there and you order a shot of Jameson and a PBR, and they're like, that's $8. And you say, well, in Reno, it's only $6. They say, why don't you go the fuck back to Reno?
But I bet their shot glasses are the big old 1.5 double glasses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah they
exactly.
pour them strong.
All right. Yeah.
Well, hey,
yeah.
Good to have you back, buddy.
No, thank you.
Yeah,
it's good to be back.
Chewy.
Good to see you guys.
Also excited to welcome our guest for the week, Mr. Brian Jones.
Good to see you. Thank you.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing really well. Good to be back in town.
Yeah, fresh back in town.
You moved back, what, just 2 months ago?
Middle of December.
Yeah. Okay, not even a month, or just over a month.
Where were you?
I was in Seattle for a while.
Being
I was in
cool.
Vegas. Just, you know, hanging out.
Hipster.
Were
you trying to, like, leave
working
Reno?
Working on my Instagram.
Don't try to leave Reno.
Yeah, don't do that.
He was knitting his Instagram by hand.
Yes. Like one
check
of the,
it out.
What's that ring thing that women in old movies use to, like embroider shit?
It's an embroidery ring.
Yes, an embroidery ring. On your Instagram.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely.
For crochet and embroidery.
Yeah.
How do you know this? You're just making it up.
Diana does it.
Oh.
What was the Seattle scene like?
I was
going to
say Rory's
Hella
Gay.
What's that?
What was the Seattle scene like for you?
Because you were there a couple years.
Were you trying to leave Reno when you failed? Or
let's ask him
just
like
going
all
on a trip?
The questions
I mean,
right now.
I've been doing nothing but failing since I started.
Fuck.
Pretty good at it at this point.
Dude, that opening song had so many rad rhymes in it. I like. And fuck my check engine light. I love that.
Yeah, you know.
That shit comes on, I'm just like, that's for, yeah. Forget that.
I'm just ripping off Kendrick at this point. I think everyone can agree. Right? You guys can
Word.
See that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You
see that,
maybe,
you see that
yeah.
shit.
100%.
Okay.
You know.
It comes across in the song.
Seattle was great, actually. I mean, the songwriter community out there is pretty awesome. And it was cool going to an open mic and just, like, whoa, I need to practice.
People are, and people pay attention to your set, not just use you as background music to your hooking up.
Well, I mean, like when I got out there, I didn't really do much as far as I did some open mics and some shows and things like that, but I didn't come up with the name Buffalo Moses because I changed it from Brian Jones just because, you know, I always say the Google search is kind of hard.
Yep.
Yeah. You know,
how many Brian Joneses could there be?
There's on Ancestry, there's at least four or five.
Five? Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a couple.
It's probably four or five just in this neighborhood.
But yeah, it was just cool to kind of get better at that and start figuring out how performance-wise you need to get a crowd on your side. Mm-hmm. Things like that. Just stuff I'd never really done before. I remember playing my first solo show here in town, and I just like was, oh, man. I didn't think this was going to be any different than playing in a band. And it was way different.
Sure, sure.
So, you know, having more time with that. Seattle was good with that and made a bunch of friends out there. Love it.
Very nice. Cool.
Going back in February. What's
are
up,
you?
206?
Are you going back for a show or are you just
I'm
going
go
back
to
visit?
I'm going to go back to finish a music video.
Oh, okay.
Help my buddy of mine did a video with me and he need a couple days of editing.
Cool.
And better if I'm there.
You're very good at like your social media and your Instagram and like making videos and stuff for, like on your own for your music and stuff.
Oh well, thanks. Yeah,
How did you learn to do that? You just did you just see a need to do it and you just
picked
it up?
I just think I crave attention and I figured out that's where it is right
now.
Cool,
that's a good answer.
I mean, honestly, like I'm realizing that like even album reviews aren't happening anymore as much.
Yeah,
like you know, different avenues that I would have as far as stuff with Buster Blue. Just people aren't really paying attention to that kind of thing anymore. It really comes down to like, okay, so if this is fishing, like if this is the bait, then great.
No, I think you're right. I think I've read that you have on average about 4 seconds to get somebody's attention while they're scrolling through Facebook or Instagram.
Most people
don't read a news article if it doesn't have a video. They're like, well, I read the first paragraph, so I got it.
Exactly. So this is why I'm old. I will skip a video. I will skip an article if it is just a video.
Yeah.
If it is an article and a video, I will make sure I swoop that video up to outside of the screen on my phone so it doesn't bog down my phone, and I will simply read the article.
Mm-hmm.
I hate videos.
Yeah, a lot of newspapers are like that. You see a link to a story, you're
but
like,
for
oh,
me,
I'd like to read that story.
You're being get off my lawn right now.
But no, but for me, it's this is all
whippersnappers.
Maybe it's I'm old. Maybe it's I'm a journalist. It's if you don't catch me with the headline, fuck off.
Yeah,
like the headline should tell me everything I need to know and let me know there's more that I don't know yet.
Right.
And
Dad, you fucking retarded douchebag.
Yeah, I know.
She's not wrong.
No, she's not. But that's beside this point that is actually a relevant one when it comes to media consumption.
I agree with you entirely because it annoys me when I see a headline and I link to the story and then it's a video. I'm like, well, I could have just casually read this article.
Or you go to the headline and the article is literally two more sentences basically repeating the facts that the first sentence gave you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's annoying. And it's okay. Yeah, I fell for your stupid clickbait.
We all do it. It's okay. There's no shame. There's no shame in it.
The trick when we used to read the articles, you read the first sentence and then you read the last paragraph.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that'll tell you everything you needed to know. You get to skip all the bullshit.
Well, and it's like the format of every successful paper. You tell people what you're going to tell them. You tell them the thing, and then you tell them what you just told them. So in that, by Rick's formula, you tell them what you're going to tell them, which is the headline, and the last paragraph is what
the summary
of what you just told them. That's all
and
you have
the videos,
need to know.
With the videos, I just scan through to different spots to see if he ever takes his shirt off, and then I move on.
Not those videos, Rick.
Right. Well, no, anything.
I was about to say, do you know who's good at that? Rick, but Rick took that away from me.
Hey, Rick, did you watch the Super Bowl?
Oh, God.
Oh, it was great.
Can we not talk about the Super Bowl?
Dude, I had to. I walked into a coffee bar at like 7:30 last night, and I looked at the girl behind the counter and said, so who won the Super Bowl? And she said, I don't fucking know. I said, neither do I. I guess we just don't care. She's all, I don't give a fuck. And I said, I don't give a fuck. And then I just walked away.
Did you guys arm wrestle after?
Did you guys make out? It sounds like your kind of girl.
You put chocolate covered espresso beans in each other's mouth and slapped each other in the face and walked away.
That's exactly what coffee bars like.
My goodness.
So, they said the TV wasn't coming in good, so they couldn't watch it. So
I've had some bad dates at coffee
bar.
I don't go there often. It's only like
don't blame the venue, blame the date.
Well, it's like one of those things where like I'll hit somebody up and they're like, oh, I don't drink. let's get coffee. And I'm like, I'm not going to fucking have coffee on a first date. That's let's bullshit.
Let's go for a hike.
I'm like, no. Dude, oh, my God. Fuck
dude, this
that.
Is, right, back in the day, Rotten Ron. I remember talking to Rotten Ron and him saying, yeah. This is how you get in a girl's pants. Or he didn't say that. He said, this is how you get time with a girl.
How you make a good first impression.
And I said, okay, let me have it. And he said, well, you go to the bar and you meet her and you talk to her. And then you say, hey, you want to come back to my house and smoke a bowl? And that's how you get her alone. And if she doesn't smoke weed, then fuck her. She doesn't smoke weed.
Yeah, I mean,
so is that your thing with, like, they don't drink?
Not quite.
Coffee,
they get to have coffee, and then I get to have a glass of wine, and then we get to decide that we're not compatible with each other because I can't date somebody who doesn't drink because I spend most of my time in bars.
You can date me, and I don't drink.
If you give me a hard time about playing Keno, then I don't know what's up.
Right?
Fuck those people, dude.
Video poker.
Not worth my time.
You want to come play Keno with me? No,
Nick,
I don't play Keno.
Well, that's real. That's real.
Fuck you, then.
I love Keno.
Nick just handed me a package.
Yeah, we've got
Should we find out what's in it?
When you mentioned the wine part,
oh,
I was all
Tannenbaum.
I have your present.
I mean, this is my Christmas present.
Oh,
it is
Tannenbaum.
It's a Ferrari
Corona
Red Blend. It looks delicious.
It's a locally produced wine.
Very nice.
Nick and Mikey got me a bottle of wine, you guys. That's what I need.
A glass of it a day is good for you. Yes. It's science.
You mean, what about a bottle a day? That's about what I'm at
I'm
right
just
now.
Saying.
That means
it can be
you
a
are
very
five
glass.
Times, you're 500% good.
All right, cool.
You are a bottle and a half a day away from
I'm gonna live
joining
to be
me in recovery.
Right?
It helps your blood stream.
Oh, I want to get to another song by Brian here because
that's
why we're here today.
That is why we're here.
I do want to throw a shout out.
I want to call him Buffalo.
To the other room here in
can
studio
I call you Buffalo,
B
Brian?
With Rick.
You can call me whatever you want, baby.
Oh, is there anybody else here?
There are people here. We're just trying to introduce them.
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
Good eye, Kim.
Shout out to my brother Michael over
Mike,
in Studio
hi.
B.
What's up, man?
Mike, dad.
What up, Mike?
I don't think I've seen Mike since your wedding.
Aww.
Neither
probably,
have I.
Yeah.
Where are you from, Mike?
St. Louis.
Oh, okay. So you came out special just to see Rory?
The state of misery.
Nice.
No, mostly the baby.
Yeah, he came out to meet
his
nephew.
He's like, fuck Rory.
And missed that polar vortex.
St. Louis.
Bunch of black people down there, Rick.
Oh, my God.
In St. Louis?
Yeah. That is true. More than Reno.
Yep.
A couple black dudes in that shit, too.
Less in Reno.
We should tell Mike and the intern, Nick's not actually saying that. That's
that I have. Yeah. It's out of context.
That's why it's funny.
Speaking of intern.
Nick would never actually say that.
We have another new face on this show.
Oh, my God. There's somebody else here.
I'm so excited about
so
this.
Many new faces.
Yes. We have a new intern. We're calling him Dimples.
Dimples!
Speaking of which, Dimples.
Oh, I like that. Kind of like
Dimples.
Dimples.
Noonan.
Dimples.
Dimples.
We have to say Dimples. Yeah, it's got to be like up,
Dimples.
Up end, like.
Dimples.
Oh, hey, Dimples.
hey, Dimples.
Dimples.
We're gonna play Brian's gonna play another song. You want to bring me a Blue Moon, please?
Now should he bust down the door while Brian's playing the song?
Oh yeah.
Come take. You need to come take our order.
Take our orders.
Yeah.
Go find out who wants what kind of beer.
They want table service
to be brought in.
Do you have
after
anything,
the song is over?
Do you have anything local? What do you have as far as gluten free beers?
Is there gluten free beer?
I think Miller High Life gluten free.
Do you have anything with expressed eucalyptus in it?
Is that like when it passes through a person's body?
Oh,
no,
you're just going to express the essential oils over the top of it. And then sometimes it's part, you might infuse the components.
We're way
in the
too
brewing
fucking
process.
Ghetto here in Reno for that.
Oh, hell no. It happens
expressed
all over town.
Does it?
Yeah.
Who are these people? I don't want to know them.
The craft bars in Midtown.
It's got a real good fucking
mouthfeel.
Oh,
I thought you meant people like are trying to order these drinks.
Yeah, they are.
They are. Because the bars there are foisting them on them.
Autumnal. You know, I was thinking expectorized.
I
want
just
that
want a glass of white
expectorized.
Wine, you guys.
That would be more like
drink.
Squeezing out the guts of aloe plant and eucalyptus, or chewing it up and then like hawking it up. Like
yeah,
movie.
Coughing it up. Right.
That is the next craft cocktail phase. It's going to be the baby bird cocktail.
Oh,
there you go.
Gross.
But you know, human enzymes help digestion before it gets to your stomach, and we as a bar want to cultivate our own saliva enzymes so that it is pre-digested before it hits your lips.
I'm sure they're already doing it in Portland. It's only a matter of time. until it gets here.
Somebody it's like Lutefisk or Luska or whatever that is. Like Lutefisk.
Lutefisk?
Lutefisk.
Ludacris.
A Swedish fish that like you let rot for like
it's codfish. You don't rot. You soak it in brine for like a year.
But yeah, and it stays out just to open air.
This has gone off the rails, you guys.
Yeah, super tangential.
It looks like fish flavored clear jello.
Oh,
and you serve
God.
It with cold melted butter. It's all really right.
But that's besides the point.
And then I mix it with a little elderberry flower liqueur.
Expectorized.
See, Jermaine is good. Whatever.
It's some bisque, dude. You drink bisque and eat.
Once I soaked myself in brine for 3 years.
So Brian, this is the show.
he's a regular listener, so he knows.
Oh, I know. I'm just
being super patient.
That 3 year period is, in fact, when Chewy met his wife.
That was a long time ago.
She convinced him to get out of the brine.
Yes.
Feels like forever, huh?
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Really, like 20 fucking years.
Aww.
Hey,
congrats!
Hey. Yeah, you guys
it.
Have known each other a really long time.
Very long time.
Yeah. All right, Brian, you're gonna do two in a row, right?
Hell yeah. I'll do two in a row.
Ooh. Right.
He sounded exhausted when you asked that.
He's like, fine.
Started drinking early.
The pain of listening to us, I'm sorry.
Sunday morning, coming down. All right, here's a song.
Such a scream that I close my eyes and in my dreams I see you there. There's no escape in that long brown hair. Am I simply to believe these have passed, nothing more to me? Or am I just kidding myself? 'Cause every night I feel the same, and I feel you slip away. Kind of joke? Am I holding on to smoke? Am I holding on to smoke? Na da da. Da 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 da. In Coeur d'Alene, I spent my summers there dodging the rain. I settled up with a nice woman that I don't love. Is this how I'm supposed to be? A second guess is such a tragedy. How will I know if I've done wrong? 'Cause every night I feel the same. Ooh, and I feel you slip away. Am I holding on to smoke?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, sweet.
Yeah.
One awesome. More.
Okay. I'll play more. A new one for you.
That was really good. That's one of my favorites.
Hell yeah. Thank you. This one is called Talking to the Walls.
Ceiling, I'm never revealing my much of anything at all. I can hold, ooh, decent conversations without anyone at all. A good hunt early in the season. I'm never revealing, I'm never anywhere at all. I get cold, ooh, decent conversations. I'm just a shadow in the fog. Because everybody's with me. Everybody's with me. When I'm talking to the walls, walls, never leaving home at all. Let me ask you something. Ooh. What's a pretty boy to do? Talking to the walls. Put loose, feeling in the spirit. I never was near it. I never felt a thing at all.
Oh, thank you.
Ain't no use in hiding. The boogeyman's inside me, and it's dangerous. So painless. So just because you gotta get him to the light. Everybody's with me. Everybody's with me. Everybody's with me. I'm talking to the walls. Walls. Never leaving home at all. Something, ooh. What's a pretty boy to do? Talk to the walls, walls. Never leaving home at all. Let me ask you something, ooh. What's a pretty boy to do? Talk to the walls.
That was nice.
That's very cool new song.
Cool.
Awesome.
Thank you for sharing it with us.
You play that like you've done it like a million times, and you play all your songs like they're super effortless.
Oh, I definitely fucked up the words, but...
But like,
what are words?
How long have you been playing music? And how old are you now? Like, how old are you now?
47.
47. Bug off.
Look good, bro.
No, how long have you been playing music? When did you start playing music?
I started playing music when I was a little kid. I was in marching band and whatnot. Played the saxophone.
Is that how you met Rachel?
Yeah,
oh,
pretty much.
Saxophone.
I have known her since I was 7 years old.
Yeah, Gardnerville kids, right?
Yeah, G-Villains.
All right.
Where are you from?
Ranchos. G-Villains. Ranchos kids.
Fuck yeah.
So you've had lots
of
practice.
Did you go to CVMS?
No, so it's a
Palawalu. Okay.
Yeah. Stands for people of the valley.
Are you guys speaking English?
No. Middle school's down there.
Yeah. I'm like,
so,
what?
So no.
It's why it's a Washoe.
My mother-in-law taught at the CVMS.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought you were up on Washoe Valley Middle School.
Rory's got some Gardnerville Street.
Carson Valley.
I am a parent. Yeah, well, that's Carson Valley. Yes. Yeah, exactly. I'm up on the regional school districts and whatnot. You know, I'm an educator.
You should be.
By education, I am an educator.
Philanthropist.
Yeah. By career, I'm a ne'er-do-well.
And by doing this, we're a philanthropy
exactly.
group.
Yes. Yeah. Speaking of which,
yes.
If you'd like to philanthropize with us,
yeah.
Head over to, yes, I think so, patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast, where you too can become a part of this show.
Kick down.
Thanks, Joey.
Yeah.
There's no, you know what? Mic drop. Enough said. Like, go to Patreon. Yeah. Look us up. Fucking help us out.
We are Kai Verino Music. We're doing the Lord's work. Yeah. Just do it. Just give us $5. Rick, we'll love you forever. Yeah.
We have cool stuff on the horizon, and if it all comes true, it'll be because of the support of people like you. Knowing that you're out there wanting us to do the awesome things that we want to do.
Yep. Yeah, like have Brian Jones on the show.
Help us help
which
you.
It's pretty cool.
This year, the Patreon.
And when we finally have a product, we can give you a discount on that product.
Yes. Sure.
Eventually.
For our
we
Patreon
may one day have
people.
T-shirts.
Yeah.
We should.
But do we get any new ones, Rick?
We get so we have a.
It's a barren week.
We have
two barren weeks in a row.
Oh, for
we
Patreon.
Suck.
Well, you know
the we don't suck. The audience.
We
sucks.
Need we need to try harder to win their hearts.
Everybody's paying off the Christmas gifts and stuff.
That's true. Yeah, well, that's true.
We'll come around to spring.
I've had no less than three people tell me, "Man, I've been meaning to do that."
Oh. Well,
those aren't your real friends.
You know, the road to hell is paved with those means.
Fuck yeah.
Ways and means committees. That's what it's talking about. I'm meaning to pay you for that.
Patreon.com, so, yeah. Worst little podcast.
And if you guys want to do t-shirts or whatever, we have our screen printer is up and running at the generator.
Oh, I already have a plan. I want a Dogwater Studios
shirt. Let's make some Dogwater Studios t-shirts at the generator for free.
Fuck this free podcast. Yeah, how about help out my real business?
Well, then the Patreon subscribers that subscribe for more than, what, $20 a week? We got to set a level.
Oh, yeah, we can do some t-shirts.
You get a t-shirt.
Shit, $20 a week?
If you're an annual subscriber.
A month.
Okay, $10 a week, but you got to be that for like at least 3 weeks.
Fair enough.
All right. Otherwise, we'll come beat your door down.
If you're an annual sponsor, you can come over and see if you get the famous Rick hand cream.
You could.
Right.
I was going to say you could come over and have a beer and listen to the show live, but right. You had to take it to a dark place.
Yeah. A hand job. There's
nothing wrong with hand cream.
I said,
I moisturize constantly.
Whoa. No, Rick has this really, like, buys this expensive hand cream that's really nice.
Sure. That's what you
What did you think?
No, it really is true. It's Neutrogena. But you got to get the.
You
the
gave me
fragrance
some once.
Free. Yeah, if you get the fragrance one, it smells like ground up old ladies.
I use the cacao butter, so I smell like Rice Krispies or like Cocoa Krispies. I'm like, I'm a little snack.
Are you attracting?
If you were an intern, we would call you Cocoa Krispies.
I would call him okay, that's fair.
You guys, recently I wanted to get coconut oil because I thought it'd be really good. I got a massage.
But it reminded you of pina coladas too much?
Dude, no, I couldn't find it anywhere, and I asked the lady at Walmart, where's like the coconut oil for like your skin, not for food?
Mm-hmm. It's the
and
same
she said,
thing.
I didn't know that. And I need to go back and just get the food kind. But I asked her that, and she said, oh, it's over in the section for black people.
People at Walmart are so fucking helpful.
There's a section for African American stuff, and that's where.
Well,
like,
hair in hair cream, the oils and stuff. Yeah.
So I got this really great like lotion
next to the Soul Glow. Is that what you're trying to say, Rick?
Yeah. Well,
that's
dude, there was a bunch of, and I never noticed.
No,
that section.
That's from a movie.
I didn't know.
Yeah, I thought that would just
be. I didn't know there was a whole area.
All the hair products.
Is that
were.
Where the right. Where the Colt 45 is? Because I've been looking for it for a long time.
Right.
Dude, that's racist.
They have particular needs.
But that is what the insinuation to Rick was. Like, yeah.
Exactly.
The coconut oil's next to the Soul Glow and Colt 45.
So I got this great coconut lotion, but it has a really strong smell that smells like coconut frosting. And I thought, oh my God, what if I start attracting more black men because I'm wearing this?
I don't think you'd be upset.
Did you buy a case?
Right,
what?
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but you remind me of my mom for some reason.
You've always had white guys in the number two slot anyway, Rick.
That's so true.
Anyway.
Let me show you my number two slot. But dude, so yeah, so
it's because they're smaller.
I just want to let you guys know if you want coconut lotion at Walmart, you have to go to the black people.
Okay. And they don't sell Colt 45
to
be clear.
Fucking Trader Joe's.
Right, that's open to anyone who wants to drink Colt 45.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, this has gotten
beverage.
Awkward.
Well, it's not like just Irish people.
Brian,
drink
are you gonna,
Mickey's.
Is Brian going to call me later and be like, "You got to take that out"?
Hey, man, if I end up on BuzzFeed, I'm stoked. Next to a list of other celebrities, what they look like now.
Any publicity is good publicity.
Oh. Absolutely, fuck it. I don't care.
I was trying to point out how absurd stereotypes are.
I believe I'm also with you down that.
Unhelpful. The people at Walmart.
I mean,
are.
And yeah,
so unhelpful.
People listen to this
but see,
podcast,
when we have to explain,
know me, they know me.
But I think he was.
And, you know, it's all good. They know I'm a giant racist, so it's fine.
Yeah, totally not. Oh, fuck. Anyway,
deep aggression.
So
the white guy who calls himself Buffalo.
That's right. Or,
oh, my God. Moses. Cultural
cool
appropriation.
Cool kid appropriation.
Yeah. You Jewish, Moses?
Yeah, and Moses, you're not Jewish, are you?
I, you know, I led a bunch of people through the desert for a lot of years, so.
Well, I think that counts. You're fine, by association.
He did have the Jewish operation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Rick wanted to know.
Yeah, are you circumcised?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh.
I'm sorry.
That was just a wild guess on my part from the fact that he was born in Gardnerville.
Born in Montana, but... Were you?
Stricter rules, yeah. They almost branded me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Montana circumcises everybody, too.
But they do it with a burlap bag over the kid's head.
I don't think that's true.
That's also a...
They hog tie the child first. Like,
that's not
like
real.
It's a calf.
Oh, my God.
That would make circumcising hard. Because it's all...
Why are we like this?
I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, God.
So, Mike, well, this is my show.
I guess that means no quiz this week.
No quiz this week.
We'll get to that.
We want more music.
We'll get to that.
We'll make a mini quiz.
When are you playing again, Brian? What's your next show?
Do you mean right now? Oh, okay.
Besides,
like, oh my God!
Don't yell at me, Jim.
Play another song right now. Cut this conversation off.
What's your next show?
I don't have anything booked right now. I mean, I've got a lot of various business, you know, obligations and papers, et cetera. You know,
dude,
business documents.
So you're just here to see us. Like, yeah. Sometimes I'm like, oh, no, they're using us because they
guys
got a
mind,
show.
Do you guys mind if I sleep here? Or?
Not at all.
I got everything. I got a macaroni and cheese
Rick
packet.
Rick is
going
to try to give you his
coat,
I will
so
make
special
you,
hand cream.
Is that
why,
you as is
that why the,
as I can.
Is that why the business card you gave me had the address scratched off? And it actually said Brian McPherson, but that was also scratched off with your name written in underneath.
It was actually a Pop-Tart, you know, cardboard.
Guys, my beer almost came out of my nose. Please don't make that happen again. Stop being funny.
Are you looking for shows? Like,
oh, yeah. I mean, I had a few shows kind of land recently that I've just played. I mean, just get back to town. I want to get a group together, some peeps, you know.
Like-minded.
Yeah, like-minded
troubadours.
Peeps. Exactly.
Like Buster Blue?
Well, there'll probably be some folks from that.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I gotta bring up that elephant.
Everyone's lives are changing exponentially, you know. So, all becoming big kids.
Well, okay, since you did bring it up, let's ask a question related to the after effects of Buster Blue in your life. What was the post Buster Blue landscape like for you musically and personally?
It was the coldest winter of my goddamn life.
No, but like, is Buster Blue still tracking? Do people still listen to your Spotify? Do you get residuals?
I mean, I do. Yeah. Yeah,
so
no, that's still a
you're
thing.
Making pennies a year off of Kim.
Literally pennies. Yeah. No, we still get residuals here and there. It's pretty cool. I mean, honestly, super proud of all the stuff we did. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, it was, you know, me and Andy writing all the songs.
Mm-hmm. You guys have
our like styles just changed so much, and
you've a really cool family tree going on too, like with Rach Buck going to the Failure Machine, and like all these, and Brendan, Dean, and Silver, even, and like, you know, like, everybody's doing rad shit still. So it's
I just wanted to make everyone nervous when I came back into town that all their bands were going to break up. I'm back, bitch.
It's like all these bands going, oh shit, we weren't.
Daddy's home. And
we were like the second runner up.
That's going to be the name of this podcast, Daddy's Home.
Daddy's Home.
All the other bands were the backup schools for your bandmates.
Placeholders.
Everybody in the car, now.
Say goodbye to your friend.
We're going to Kansas.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Oh, man. All right. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I'm open for shows. I'm not seeking them out super hard right now. I'm just trying to, I want to get a group of people together. I mean, they put out an EP in October called National Mammal Volume 1.
And it's very good.
Thank
I will
you.
Link it.
Thank you.
Your Bandcamp.
Link it up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. That's very cool.
Yeah, so I'm going to get some more of like a full band version, and also, you know, people like I love playing solo too. Actually, it's really fun. I like doing the other as well, so.
I'll have to talk to you about some shows over at the Dead Ringer coming up this spring.
Okay, Dan. Yeah. I went over the other night.
Yeah.
Quite nice.
Oh yeah, what night did you go over for? Was it for the goth night?
No. I drank all the mimosas at Wonder Bar that morning. Oh. And ate all the bacon. And then went to Noble and had some brunch. And then
very
was
cool.
Like, oh, look, check out this Jamaican rum. You know, I was like, real saucy. And I fell asleep at 3 and woke up at 11. And then I couldn't sleep till 5 in the morning. Yeah, you know, it's all good.
It's Serino schedule.
Rock and roll, baby.
That sounds about right.
I was doing some yoga. It was all good.
At least
I
mean, you did some yoga. So it makes blessed, like all those drinks. Blessed. You know,
drunk
better.
Yoga. Just work that flop sweat right out of
how
you.
How do I get these pants off? Did I just fall asleep checking my phone on the toilet? All right, cool. Tight. Well, I'm home.
Living the dream.
I'm so, home. Daddy's home.
The other night, Daddy came home from the bar and woke up the baby as he was putting him to bed. And was,
Daddy came home.
And I was trying to take off my pants, but the baby was crying, and Diana was sick, so I didn't want to bother her. So I laid down and kind of cradled the baby so he'd go back to sleep. And then I woke up 6 hours later with my pants halfway around, laying on top of the blankets.
Where
and
was the child?
And Diana, it still cuddled in my arms. And Diana had left for work. Like, so I'm sure she woke up, looked at me cradling the baby with my pants around my knees, going, that dumb drunk asshole.
Dickhead.
Oh, we don't that's often sweet. Co-sleep, but with Mike in town, the sleeping situation's a little, you know.
Thanks, Mike.
Jenga'd in the house.
You guys are all playing video games all weird hours of the night. Calling first player, second player. You guys are cute.
Dude, that kid is ruthless, man. He plays Smash Brothers like nobody else.
Who, Mike?
No. Chayo.
Oh.
Chayo's awesome.
He doesn't play video games. No, sorry.
Exactly. Again, these are what we call jokes, Kim.
Jokes? What are jokes?
We exaggerate the reality to an absurd and laughable level.
I'm only paying attention to every other word that comes out of your mouth, so I wasn't really sure what was happening. If like, I'm being
the
honest.
The show's much better that way.
Most women in my life, yeah.
You know, whatever.
Yeah. Most men in my life, most children.
Everybody.
Yeah,
everybody.
Everybody.
Say everybody.
Well, you got a lot of words. We got to, like, you know. We got to pick and choose.
I don't spare them. I give them all to you.
Yeah. Rory is not one to spare words.
No. I have too many. I need to give them away as fast as possible.
Some call it word diarrhea.
All the time.
Should we get another song from
Brian? But that's
Brian
what's charming and wonderful.
And then talk about stuff?
Started out as a poet, this man.
He did.
That's
heard
how
stories.
I met him. The
Kelly
poet.
Comes to my house every day and tells me.
People be like, you know Rory? I'm be like, what, the poet? That's who we were talking about.
Started at the bottom, now we here.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is I need to write more poetry?
Yeah.
I thought you guys told me to stop that. No, really. Everybody told me to quit writing poetry because nobody likes it. Nobody cares about
poetry
except for
writing?
Poets.
Stop it.
Well, you stopped performing it because you became a musician, though. But I'm proud of you for doing that. Because he's a pretty good bass player now.
All right.
Anyway, this is part of another podcast. We're cutting in on the Brian Jones Hour.
I'm trying to get a raise.
And also, you're looking really good these days, too. I'm classically handsome. Yeah. Let's lay it on. Hey, everybody.
Rory, you've really matured well.
Everybody can go see
you've changed,
Rory.
But like in the good ways, you know? Like, I feel like we're brothers.
You can go
see for yourself if Rory has become more handsome. And better at playing bass on Saturday this week.
That's right.
Actually, they open Reno's Hometown Heroes 110 Dooley open for the Reno Punk Rock Flea Market.
Let's talk about that
Saturday
real quick.
At 11:15. Mm-hmm. We're our first band, and then you're followed by Los Pistoleros, which is a big act. So
yeah. I'm really glad
don't
it's going
fuck it
that
up,
direction.
You guys.
Yeah, I'd rather open for them than the other way around.
Oh yeah, I'm so glad Ozymandias is going after them and not us.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Ozymandias coming up after Los Pistoleros.
I got a
and they were
their
recording
drummer.
their new single here at the studio this last weekend.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I heard you listening about before the show. That was fucking
done.
Some Black Sabbath shit.
It's done. We recorded it yesterday.
Oh man,
done.
I wish that they would have like hard copies of their album to sell.
They
this
may.
They,
I think
I
the whole
think
goal
will,
was that they were going to try to
USB flash drive
and just bam. Yeah.
No, I love them. I would definitely buy
very
that
cool.
That's one of my favorite episodes we've done in a long
time.
Yeah,
me too.
They were good.
They were saying we
I kept calling
such a
him Ozymandias.
Oh,
Ozymandias.
It's Ozymandias.
It just sounds more exotic when you say Ozymandias, even though it's wrong.
I keep doing the hard A there, the Ozymandias.
So yeah, after Ozymandias, we've got voted best band, which I'm super stoked. We just had a show, Kim, that was really killer.
Before we go on here, let's back it up a little.
Okay.
Reno Punk Rock Flea Market. Tell us.
Maybe we don't know what the Reno Punk Rock Flea Market is.
Dimples doesn't know.
So Dimples,
where to go?
Yeah, if you're out of the loop, listen up.
The Reno Punk Rock Flea Market is 2 days, 18 bands. 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, the 10th and 11th of February.
Why would you want to do such a thing?
It's $5 to see all these bands. There's 115 vendors per day. They're
local
not
vendors.
Local vendors and artists. So all the money that you spend at the flea market is going directly to artists. It's everybody just selling their like stickers, patches, records, candles, jewelry,
handcrafted
whatever.
Handcrafted
wares. Handcrafted things. It's all about art. We also have something I'm super excited about for the kids this year. We had so many kids last year and we didn't have any activities for them. So we created a kids' corner. And Rory's wife, Diana, runs the Lucky Child
Cafe.
Which is Lucky Child Cafe. Yeah, it's like parents go get a coffee and do activities with their kids. So Lucky Child is going to lead our kids' corner in freak flag making, feminist coloring books. We're going to have a drag story hour. So drag queen's coming in and like is gonna like read to all the kids, and so you can come.
Awesome.
You can come and bring your kids. Kids under 12 are free. Bring your kids. Leave them in Diana's capable hands.
It'll be
for activities.
A madhouse.
Go
of
shop.
Children.
See some really really great bands.
Where's this
really,
all located?
Really
this is at 1240 Ice House Avenue.
The
it's
generator.
At the generator.
Do you guys need any volunteers to help you?
If you're hearing this and you want to get in at the last minute, let me know. Hit us up on the web. Website, hit us up on the Worst Little Podcast or on the Punk Rock Flea Market's Facebook page, and we'll get back to you. We're actually pretty close to full. We need like five more volunteers at this point, but we've had a huge reaction from the community. You know, after last year's
event, show kicked so much ass last
it
year,
did.
Right? There's like a million fucking people, and
we sold a lot of tickets.
It was a
mind
blower.
Everybody was like
game
really upset that they if they missed it because people have been talking about it all year, and
you
so we've had all this hype now.
It was one
so
of
so now
the
we
most...
can't fuck it up because everybody's talking about it.
It was an event out of the blue that nobody expected that everybody had a great fucking time.
We
at.
Didn't even expect for it to be good. We just thought it was going to be another random generator fundraiser, but like. The community showed up, and the punk community
That's
is really supportive.
That's probably one of the biggest you ever had, right?
It was the biggest fundraiser we've ever
This
done.
Year should be even bigger.
Kim.
Biggest show I have ever put on.
Hell yeah.
Besides Skrillex. Skrillex was a really big show. second biggest. But
the lineup, the music that you guys have this year is amazing.
Oh,
yeah.
So, now
so yeah, One Ton Dooley opens the day. I'm really excited for that.
Motherfuckers.
And we got Los Pistoleros, Ozymandias, who are our favorites. Voted best band. You should go back and listen to their episode of the podcast. It's really good if you haven't. Neighborhood Scum, a band from Fresno.
Oh, yeah.
See, this band... The name is weird. They're called CC Potato. They're
Sounds
a fucking
good.
Kick-ass, just like hardcore punk band from Las Vegas, and they're fucking awesome. Basement Tapes is playing on Saturday before Heterophobia, and then the Atomics.
Yeah.
Who will also incidentally be on the show February 25th. So we close out February, our first month of the new season, season 9, with the Atomics, who we've been trying to get on for a very long time, and I'm super stoked they're going to be here.
Damn.
And then Sunday we open with Candy Apple and the Razor Blades, Freddie Ferrex and them from
Murder Rock Gang,
but they're doing
cross-dressing Misfits covers.
Yeah.
And so if you ever wanted to see the lead singer of Murder Rock in a dress.
Do it.
And I heard that his legs are so amazing he couldn't stop touching himself.
Yeah. And
was that
I like,
covered on the previous episode?
No, private conversation.
Oh, okay.
Anonki dresses as a dude, and you're like, where's the girl at? It's that little man right there.
That little man right there.
Weird.
Hope he's not listening.
Yeah, it's a trip.
After Candy Apple is Grime Dog. They've been on the show.
Grime Dog.
Good boys, good friends. And then 1245 is Eddie and the Subtitles, which I'm stoked about.
Shit.
We've got the Habituals after that.
Nice.
They've been on the
new
show.
New lineup.
Slutsville from Gardnerville. They've been on the show.
Yeah.
And my girls.
I was playing them in my car just yesterday.
You know what? You know what's really cool I got to do for these kids? Due to like a weird scheduling thing, I got to move Aaron Drive from Saturday morning to... Sunday at 3 p.m.
Hell yeah.
Right before Las Pulgas, which is this like Spanglish surf rock band from Davis and Chris Fox and Kevin Seconds.
Wow.
Shit.
Doing it for the kids. Nice Cadillac.
Yeah. Yeah.
They deserve it. Those kids are fucking, they're more talented than I will
they're
ever
amazing.
Be.
Yeah.
They're only 17, and I'm like, I will spend the rest of my life trying to be as good at something as you are at playing guitar.
So see, Dimples, it's not all old people.
Yeah.
Like
we support your kind, too.
Some old-ass motherfuckers.
Young son of a bitch.
But yeah, make sure you come out to the flea market this weekend. It's going to be really good. We've got the kickoff party at Dead Ringer Analog Bar.
With
the scattering and with our favorite Felipe Andejo, who's fucking hilarious. I love him so much. And my friend...
Shit in your hand. Rub it on your tits.
Shit in your hand.
Rub it on your tits.
And my friends from from Grass Valley Animal 13, hardcore punk band. And then we've got that Friday night. Saturday's the flea market. Saturday night at Jub Jub's is the after party. And we've got Warboy from Ontario, so Southern California, hardcore punk. And then we've got Gaffer Project, which is like this doomy metal band from Virginia.
Cool.
And they're really
What's
great.
Up?
They like put that. On a really fucking cool show.
Smoke some weed and watch that.
And then we're ending it with Reno, We Have a Problem. And then also in between there,
we party till we puke.
We have a sideshow act for the after party. This guy who's a sword swallower.
I was going to say sword swallower. Like, I swear to God. I was going to say
Rick,
sword swallower.
That's your fucking jam.
He's going to swallow some motherfucking swords.
Dude, what's he doing after the show?
I don't know.
One way to find out, bro.
He's from SoCal.
You
got to
show up.
We're shipping him in from all over the place to perform and like hang out with us, and it's going to be really cool.
This is a really exciting event.
It's exciting for me, also slightly stressful. I'm not panicking at all. No, I'm fine.
Well, fuck it. And imagine, I mean, how's Brian even going to play a new song after that?
He's going to fucking fuck it up. He's going
to
do a great job.
You know
job.
What I really wanted to do, Brian,
What's
is
that?
This year I wanted to have the Reno Punk Rock Flea Market. Actually, I wanted to have a Reno Folk Rock Flea Market takeover.
Okay.
Like on Sunday afternoon. It'll happen next year. But like, because I couldn't make it happen this year, but I want like Buster Blue to come in.
Are you asking
in.
If we
want
to build a fort?
Kind of.
Okay.
I want you to just like come in and crash my punk festival and
just
like
all the hippie kids
some,
with
like,
their build a wall
rock.
With drums.
That's right.
Like a drum wall.
That'd be kind of a fun
We're
wall, though.
Work it out.
Yeah,
figure
cool.
something out. But yeah, I know we've got the most folk act that we have for the entire weekend is Kevin Seconds. Yeah.
Well,
so.
Chris is playing solo too, right?
Chris is playing solo too.
Chris is like
even his solo
punk
acoustic
love,
stuff is
I've,
punk as fuck.
Oh yeah,
it's punk folk.
I love
him. He's one of my favorites.
I do too.
He is.
We love Chris. He's fucking rad. But yeah, so that is the lowdown with the Reno Punk Rock Flea Market. Please check out our Facebook page, RSVP. Get your tickets in advance if you don't want to stand in a long ass line, because there will be one. We've got 4 food trucks, a coffee truck. We've got beer served by our friends from the Saint. And yeah. It'll be fun time.
It's
going to
be awesome.
Yeah.
Dimples, you going?
Should we let Dimples say hi so the audience
can
Yeah.
Everybody.
Like,
eventually. Intern Dimples.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you going to go?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Good boy.
Good boy.
We're going to ask for a full report next time we see you.
Okay, I'll take notes.
Bonus, yeah, no, really. I want a report.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's your homework.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no longer than 30 seconds speaking time, though.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
But it has to be a full report.
But also, if you
can't
get,
leave anything out in 30 seconds.
If you were the most cleverest intern and you got the raddest interview with. You know, maybe
that would
Canada
also
seconds
work.
Or any really kill it. All
you
the whole
credit.
Lineup.
Make
see how many interviews
you
can
get
with the musicians while you're there.
Okay.
No, really. No, see how many interviews you can get with the musicians while you're there. Say you're there representing Worst Little Podcast. We could even make him a little press kit, a little hat. He could
a
wear
lanyard.
That says
get him
press.
A lanyard.
Yeah.
Get him a lanyard.
I'll try to get you something. If I don't, you still have to just show up and say you're with us and with no credentials.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
Now come to the room and give me beer.
All right.
And you have to introduce yourself as
please.
Dimples from the
please.
Worst Little
Podcast. Yes, please. Yeah, yeah exactly.
We have manners around here.
Has
we have
Dimples.
Manners. I respect my interns. Dimples, can I just call you Dim?
Oh, that's
awful. I'm gonna call you Dimps.
Or maybe Dimpy.
Matt Dimpsey. No, wait. What? Jack Dimpsey.
Dimsum.
Dimsum.
Are you talking about Patrick Dempsey?
Pat Dempsey.
We're talking Dempsey. Some Grey's Anatomy. We're getting hard out here.
Yeah.
Can't buy me love.
I like the intern. He's cool.
Yeah, I like him. Yeah.
He's doing a good job.
Good
well, it's easy to not blow it in one show.
Yeah. So I mean, far,
he has a
start.
Real opportunity to blow it with this the interview thing this weekend and next week's podcast. So I'm excited.
But he also
the boy
could
does.
Knock it out of the park, and we're like, oh,
he
but,
could.
But
he could.
We can't let him know.
No, no, we'll still have to make
he's
fun
out
of
room
it regardless.
Right now, so yeah. Audience members, he doesn't know what we're talking
about.
All right,
about so
right now.
Let's just jump to a Brian song here.
Yeah, please. Let's skip
sure.
Brian.
Yeah. Sure.
That'll distract the intern. This is perfect.
Oh. Tell a story about something. A song from Brian Jones.
Yeah. Buffalo Moses.
But everybody knows he still sucks.
All right, so here's all right. I'll play a old Buster Blue tune into a newer song.
Yeah.
By new artist.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
Rick, give Dimples 4 gold stars.
And like 2 whippets. Put it on my tab.
I went to a party this weekend where they were giving them out as party favors. Like you'd
That's
walk through
nice.
The door and they would just give you a single whippet. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do with 1 whippet?
They're like, sit on the beanbag.
How you know?
Throw it at somebody.
Anyway,
oh,
sorry.
Stick
sorry.
It up your ass.
Did you do the whip it?
I didn't, because I didn't even see a charger. Like
there's
a canister.
No crackers or nothing?
There was nothing. I was like,
bullshit.
What the fuck? And it's only 1 whip it. You got to have like at
later.
Least like half a box or whatever.
Yeah, here's for later.
I have it. Yeah. I saved it. I'm like.
Hey, guys, I got a cracker if any of you guys got some whippets.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Remember that guy? Yeah, I've been to Burning Man.
Okay.
I don't want to interrupt the show much more, but Matthew Hallett stopped by.
Oh.
Hey, okay. Matthew.
Yeah,
did
we
you say
liked
hello?
Him. He was nice.
Yeah. Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey.
Oh, wait, he's here now?
I am, yeah. I
Hi, Matthew.
I stopped
Hi.
In.
I mean,
the,
fuck that guy.
The traditional reason to stop in to give Rick money is oh. what, so, the same
just
reason
happened
everyone.
Yeah, every Monday for the last, like, month, somebody has come in to pay Rick money on show
I
night.
Think in the middle
yeah.
of Matt's show, somebody stopped.
Yeah,
like, 2
Alex
people came by to
from,
pay.
From
wow,
fucking,
the irony.
Yeah.
yeah.
from Lost now, Idea, no, he came. And he, yeah.
What we call in the neighborhood sidebusters.
Everybody has money on Monday. They're like, I'll pay you Monday.
That's weird.
I'm
okay.
like, well, it's a podcast, but okay. I'm sorry. But right. I just wanted Brian to know that like somebody else is listening to his fucking show.
What up, Matt?
Oh, no.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
All right.
Yeah, Brian was a long time one of our listeners in a far off land, listening to people like Matthew Hallett.
You also yeah. have permission to come in on Monday nights and hang out.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll
pay Rick money.
Yeah, pay me money. So stop. I can do that.
I can do that. I'm lonely. I'll come by for hellas.
I'll come by.
We'll at least you know there's going to be some podcast beers, too, in the fridge. So.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's
you just come in and get a beer
that's an
and
investment
leave.
On your account. <calendar. laughs>
yeah. I could see, like, Andrew Hockenberry coming through the door, grabbing a beer, then
just
leaving
walk
back
in right
to his
now.
House.
You guys got any weed?
Yeah, yeah. You might come upstairs.
Yeah,
you might be listening. He's
are...
like, no, I don't like this music.
I got a hole in my bowl. You're going to nugget plug it?
He's been here the last, like, 3 times I was here, actually.
I know. That's
yeah.
what I
yeah.
Keeps,
yeah.
He keeps dropping in. Yeah.
That's fine. We like him. He's
yeah,
fine.
He doesn't actually live nearby, but his van is parked about 6 yeah. blocks away.
Well, that's just till the cops can clear him.
Yeah. Right.
We dubbed him an honorary intern whenever
yes.
he shows up. He's like, can you go get the beer?
Yeah, he'll do
he
that.
He's not above that.
No.
Yeah.
No.
He's a great
He's
guy.
Not one of those stuck up people.
No.
Should we get that song now?
Oh, yeah,
okay,
song.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Music.
Totally. So
Buffalo
sorry.
Moses.
Okay, then. Here we go.
What would you have to say if I left you buried this way? If I took off all your chains? And I cleaned up all the remains. They'll tell you that I had left and took everything that I could get. But I couldn't bear speaking your name, so I put you to bed in a grave. Yes, I put you to bed in a grave. Would you ask me what I've got? Now for the folks back at home, this is a song called Tebow Death Bedtime Blues. And if you have ever stayed at a very accommodating Motel 6, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Shout out Motel 6. Go on, leave your light on and roll to your door. I won't ask questions of lived here before. Just give me an answer and I'll give you my name. Be standing in the doorway as you plan your escape. Trade sanity and the last part to me. For a siren in the dark she will call. Don't follow at all. Made a name for you, son. But don't follow the cold. Don't follow at all, at all, at all. Don't follow the cold. Don't follow at all, at all, at all. Go on, Orion, don't you lay down to rest. 'Cause I can't take the walls down, but I promised you then, with a faded smile, Marlboro lips. How did I know things would end up like this? Trade sanity and the last part's me. For a siren in the dark she will call. And ain't it always the same? You found the first one to blame. It's a shame, it's a shame. She's made a name for you, son.
Spotify link to one of my friends that I'm talking to right now.
Ooh.
I'm like, you won't believe who I've gotten here tonight. It's fucking great. You gotta listen to this shit.
His name is Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars. Yes, that's
handsome
right.
Gentleman. Handsome gentleman.
Yeah. Bruno Mars. Very talented.
Why don't you listen to on your Spotify where you lay down sure. between your flannel sheets tonight?
That's right. Curl up, baby.
We gonna do the thing?
Yeah, we're gonna do the thing. Do you have it pulled up too?
I do have it pulled up too. Are we? All right, let's do it.
Let's do this.
Sexual mind.
Rick?
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you. Jeez, take a hint. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to give the worst little quiz of the world to our good friend Brian Jones. We're going to ask him a series of questions that will probably not really faze him that much because he listens to the show a lot. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Are you excited to play?
Hell yeah.
These are your first two questions.
Yeah, let's do it.
Would you like the PG quiz or the rated R quiz?
I ain't no baby. Daddy's home.
There it is. There we go.
You want the adult
quiz? Just to be clear.
Yeah.
The NC-17.
All right. Kim, you want to take it away?
Do I want to take it away?
I can, but...
Okay. What is your favorite drunk food?
Favorite drunk food?
Yeah. I know you like that Calneva, like, morning breakfast thing, but yeah, when you're super, super wasted.
I want diner food.
Diner food?
Diner food. Or hot and spicy, it's like hot and sweet Skittles. That's my jam lately.
Hot and sweet Skittles and diner food.
Yeah.
Okay, from where? Where's your favorite diner to get drunk food at?
The closest one.
The closest one, all right. Yeah.
Gold and silver.
Is it?
Nah, dog.
Is it an entrance or an exit?
Exit.
Exit only?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Outdoor.
Take me to Olive Garden first. We'll talk.
That's where food comes out.
What is the most unusual place you have made whoopee?
Whoopee?
In the butt.
In a parking lot of a church.
Yeah. We've actually had that before, though.
Were you in the car or out in the open? That is a big difference.
It was in the car.
Okay. Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank
High
you.
Five.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You going, Nick?
Nick?
What's the sketchiest 7-Eleven in Reno?
The sketchiest 7-Eleven in Reno is on Wells.
Yeah.
There are
the one by two or the one by our house.
There's two on Wells.
Second Street or what is that, Cheney?
It depends. Yeah. Last time I went to the one on Second Street, the guy told me I had beautiful eyes.
That's not sketchy.
Nice. No, that was actually really
nice.
That's
a nice compliment.
That's sweet, yeah.
They've removed the payphone from the one
and then
on
a
Cheney.
And then a gentleman puked on the floor and I said, you know, have a good day.
That's sketchy.
It was a little sketchy.
That's sketchy.
All right, Chewy.
What would you say is your favorite form of pork?
Favorite form of pork?
Yes.
Favorite form of pork.
Yeah, well, how do you like your pork? What's the best pork?
In my tummy.
Yeah.
What flavors, you know, if you could have any piece of pork, so many what would it be?
Like Al Pastor tacos. How about that?
All right.
Al Pastor.
Okay, very good.
Very good. I like carnitas.
Would you rather to listen to Coldplay or have a cold sore?
Well, that's part of the rapid fire question.
Oh, no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Oh. Coldplay.
Rick?
Coldplay. You'd rather
because it's over in like 3 minutes and I can go
that's
like
actually
out
true
and do whatever I want.
Yeah, but every day you either have a cold sore or every day you have to listen to Coldplay.
I would listen to Coldplay every day if it would mean I didn't have a cold sore.
It's the only music you
you're
can ever listen to.
You're a healthy individual. Wait, some people would be
if
like,
it's the only music you can listen to.
I already
to,
got
I'm
it.
Not any
so fuck it.
All right, Rick?
No. I default to Riku.
What is the age and circumstance of your deflowering, sir?
Ooh.
We did right, just, cool. He did right, just kind of blush a little.
I did, yeah. Yeah, it was near the Olive Garden on Kitsky.
Dude, what, in a house or
was
like in a field?
Really?
The apartment complex back behind
were
there?
You in a car?
Yeah. It was there. Yeah. It was definitely there. Yeah.
How old were you?
17.
Okay, 17 is
that's
the right
normal
age.
Were parents
that's
home?
Yeah.
I mean, I hope so.
You hope the parents were home?
No, it was someone's apartment. We were being cool kids.
Is it an older woman?
I mean, she's older now.
All right. That's cagey answers, but not bad. What was the first concert you ever went to?
AC/DC, April 17th, 2001, Arco Arena.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him extra points for having fucking
details. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I got the poster. It was the stiff upper lip tour.
Rick, and give him extra points for that.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Yeah. Be sure to jot that down on the scorecard.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
You wrote it down.
Nick, you got another question here?
Yeah. If you were on a celebrity road trip across America, who would you take and what kind of car would you drive?
Celebrity road trip. Oh, boy. Who would I pick? They gotta be famous. They just can be somebody I know. I guess that was the question.
Celebrity.
Actually.
Well,
yeah.
You have famous
could be
friends.
A local celebrity.
It depends on how you describe celebrity. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Okay. Let me think about that.
I'll score you subjectively on who you pick. It doesn't. It just you need to answer the question.
Anthony Bourdain's corpse.
Oh.
Oh, like Weekend at Bernie's style.
Okay, yeah, exactly. We just get it led into every bar everywhere. and I'm only drinking for one, so it's which is like 1.5.
You
got to
pour
people
one on the ground for him every time.
Not like two. I'm not boasting, but you know, like I dabble. Yeah. My feet's been in the water for a minute. Yeah, so probably Anthony Bourdain's corpse.
And what kind of car would you take on this trip?
Yeah, luxury vehicle of some sort.
Cadillac.
Please be more specific. Maybe with the
Cadillac
car.
Eldorado.
Esclave.
We gotta
you know
dream
what?
This
I just
out.
Like, I'd go with like an El Camino or something.
Oh,
like
El Camino.
Sorry.
Nice.
I'm sorry.
That'd be tight.
The correct answer was the Jaguar hearse from Harold and Maude.
You can't win them all, Ryan. Sorry.
I'm just trying.
But Anthony Bourdain's course, excellent answer.
Anybody in history, you could pick anybody at all. Who would you want to have a fist fight with and try to kick their ass?
John Lennon.
Cool.
What?
Oh, fuck.
Punch him in the
You're
face
punk as fuck, dude.
I love
that
John
guy's
Lennon.
A punk, dude.
I love John Lennon, but he's a fucking asshole. Yeah. Great songwriter. Mean to his kids.
But his personal life, he was real dick. Yeah.
Buffalo Moses.
His
is
friends,
a punk,
his family,
dude.
And his children.
He don't look all that tough either.
No.
Made fun of retarded.
Johnny Ronzel. Yeah, dude. Fuck John Lennon. Sounded more like Billy Idol, though.
Upon your death, where would you haunt?
Ooh. Good one.
Oh, that's a good one. I feel like it would be somewhere I love, like a 7-Eleven or like
on Wells.
Well, I always think it's good, you know, to know the person in your 7-Eleven. It's like community outreach. It really is important. You got to know that person because they're scary situation.
They're
you want the person to have your back.
They're the ones who will or won't call the cops.
Dude, my homies over on what is it, Mount Rose Street, 7-Eleven.
Yeah,
they're my homes over there, dude. Yeah.
I love.
That's a nice place.
There's one guy there that always likes to talk to me about the ice cream.
Might be one of probably the least. Sketchy. Maybe there's a few less sketchy.
Oh, that's
7-11.
One of the more friendly.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Always has been.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. The parking
Another
lot there is kind of dangerous.
Rapid fire. Where are you gonna haunt though? Where did he say he was gonna
we
haunt?
We never did end up there. Yeah.
Oh. Is it one place in specific?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know. I'd like to be on tour if possible.
You could haunt
like
if
a
you
bus,
could haunt
a
tour bus.
Tour bus.
What tour bus?
No,
would
those
you
break
haunt?
Down.
And they get sold to other people, and then the next thing you know, there's like a sixth grade girls volleyball team peeing on you.
Oh yeah,
because they got scared during the
it's
night.
Just,
I don't
just,
know.
That's just Wednesday.
That's kind of nasty.
Well, what if you haunted a tour bus and then it just went to the junkyard?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's like a temporary thing. You can't really do that.
Yeah.
If I was to haunt somewhere, I just. Fuck it. I'll haunt Wonder Bar.
Wonder Bar's a great place to haunt. I love Wonder Bar. All right.
They're nice.
All right. We're gonna
you almost they lost that question, but then you turned it right around, dude. Right. This guy knows how to play.
That's what's up.
All right. Rapid fire. Who wins in a fight, a python or an eagle?
Always the eagle.
Who wins in a fight, a hot dog or a sausage?
What?
I'm gonna say sausage.
Yeah, good.
Okay. Good. I like that.
Would you rather get beat up or get arrested?
Oh, get arrested. For sure.
Okay. Would
oh,
you,
no. Wait. Yeah. How bad am I beat up, though?
You don't die. You're not, like, crippled
you're
or
not
something.
Die. When
you
die.
Oh, then definitely arrested.
Yeah.
Since that's, he's white, he doesn't sure. automatically get
But you're arrested for
it.
Something you're going to go to prison for a long time.
Oh, then, yeah, beat up. Okay. For sure.
Yeah. Would you
Good
rather...
thing you clarified.
But you get beat up by a girl.
When, since he's white, he doesn't automatically get beat up when arrested.
That's true. Yeah.
You mean, like, for a change?
Would you rather have AIDS or cancer?
Both.
Both? That's Whoa. Not an answer.
Who wins in a fight, Elvis or the Beatles?
All the Beatles? Or
Yes.
One at a time.
The Beatles.
Oh, Elvis.
Elvis.
Oh, yeah. There is Elvis a defensive
like Bruce
band.
Lee, baby. Kia.
The Beatles were some pretty tough dudes when they were young.
Dude, they were.
And he did.
Lame.
And
no,
he did.
Were.
But as if they were a group, they might have a chance. But on one on one,
no, no,
you're
it'd,
right.
It'd be like
right.
when those
like
they all take turns. They take turns. They take turns like in the movies.
And then at the end, after all four of them had individually be beaten, they would all bruised get up and attack him together.
Oh, absolutely.
But they'd be injured.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Yeah, yeah. We'll
but you
prepared.
Wouldn't get arrested.
That's why
so.
The Beatles broke up.
And this is a rapid fire question?
Yeah.
No. Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. What character are you from The Breakfast Club?
Which character am
do
I
you most identify with?
Yeah.
I can't remember his name. I think it's Brian.
Brian. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now,
the nerd kid.
As a quick fire follow, rapid fire follow up, which character from The Office are you?
Ooh. Who's that black guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Craig Robinson.
I was thinking you were the
kidding.
Black guy.
Yeah, yeah. Darryl. No, from The Office.
Daryl. Was his name.
I know, I'm kidding.
Well, no, he's Daryl's the warehouse guy. There's also the sales guy who likes cake and was
Stan.
Secretly banging.
Stan.
Yeah.
Matt had it. I didn't have it.
Thank you, Matt.
Yeah. I feel like I'd be Creed.
Creed. Yeah, okay. I have one.
Creed or Nickelback?
Oh, God.
You
oh,
have to
oh,
listen.
Okay, Creed or Nickelback?
Yeah, he's a tangent. Let's go.
Nickelback. You gave me one or the other.
Can I tell you guys that I accidentally saw both of them in concert once, and I feel
oh
really
my
bad
God.
Now.
Yuck.
Oh, house, you're filthy.
House party
Kim,
or a bar?
Kim, did you get laid?
Yes.
Oh, well, yeah, no, then it's fine.
All right. House party or a bar, Brian? Back to the quiz.
Can I smoke at the bar?
Yes.
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 Bar.
Okay.
Yeah, hockey
it
or basketball.
It is equal at both places, the house party and the bar that you could smoke.
Hockey or basketball?
Oh, basketball.
Okay.
Oh, wait, Riku has one.
Ass, cash, or grass?
Helpfully everything. Yeah.
You can only have one.
Blue, grass.
Blue okay. waffle or lemon party?
Or cherries
lemon
jubilee.
Lemon party, for sure. Yeah. For sure, lemon party.
What the fuck is cherries jubilee? I gotta
look it up.
Google's a powerful thing.
I'm not gonna look.
I'm gonna look. I'm gonna look. You guys look at
oh, okay. Okay,
should
well,
we tabulate this? Or?
Yeah, I'll tabulate while you're looking this up, but I really want to get your reaction.
Oh my God.
Okay, yeah, we're done with the questions. Brian, you had a very acceptable score. Ticket, 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 ticket on my cash register machine here.
Do I have to go to summer school?
918 points.
That seems fair.
No.
Pretty good.
That's better solid than your last scoring. Score 10 years ago when you were on the podcast.
That's true. That is true. Much better. God.
10 years ago before the podcast started.
You have really pulled your shit together since then.
So how do you feel about that, Kim?
I don't know. I think that's really gross and weird.
We have Buster Blue
Cherry's
on, right?
Cherry's Jubilee
nope.
is a fetish act
no.
where multiple
no.
women
we,
simultaneously menstruate on a male's
up.
Chest
yuck.
Slash mouth.
Oh,
no, thank you.
I was hoping you were looking up a video.
Oh. No, no.
That was Cherry's Jubilee.
That was Cherry's Jubilee.
Right.
Yeah.
No, bro, we tried to get Buster Blue on here a couple of times, but I think it was like they were
your brother.
They had a tour schedule. We couldn't get because
there's
here
like 19 of you. How do you fucking get everybody like together?
Well,
I mean, remember you all played Mary
Anarchy.
Read
the Slipknot biography. You'll figure it out.
All right.
You played Mary Anarchy.
We
and
did.
You said
you did.
We didn't know. We just saw our name on the thing or something.
Yeah.
That's not true.
So, I don't remember that. So.
What? Somebody from
what are
your,
you talking about?
Some from your band.
Oh, you mean someone from my band said something stupid? Never.
No.
Never.
They said they were going to play it, and then when you guys played it in the movie that we have, you're like, and
oh,
we
I
don't know how we got here or anything like
that. Wow, I think also people were passing us beers, you know?
Yeah, you were young.
Yeah, that I wasn't.
That was like 2008, dude.
Yeah,
damn,
I didn't turn 20. Yeah, I mean.
About
yeah.
10 years ago.
Yeah, you were.
Well, no, 2000.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I was younger than that because I. Yeah, I don't remember. But yeah, I'm 31 now. So
that's why
you guys were great.
Yeah, I remember having a good time.
I still remember that.
Yeah,
and it's one of the best pieces of footage in the whole movie. Like, it's a really good.
I haven't
see
seen
it.
The
like,
movie.
I've never
so
seen it.
I want to see it. We should put it up on the blog.
2008, Mary Anarchy.
Yeah.
It's like a DVD.
Yeah, I think I've got it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Dave Richards Productions.
Someone pass that to me
and
I'll...
That was probably, like, the first time we were, like, interviewed like that ever.
Nice.
Yeah. In a bathroom.
Sloppily and drunkenly?
Yeah, it was now the bathroom.
He did all his interviews the bathroom.
In the bathroom at Jubb's?
Well, not the men's room, because that would be like water sports. Or not Jubb's, sorry.
It was the Zephyr, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Zephyr. Oh,
yeah,
that was
the
old Zephyr.
The women's bathroom. Yeah. The women's bathroom. A special place.
Well, yeah. The men's room, it was just like you just got real good at like being able to stretch your legs apart and figure out which puddle to get it in.
hold the door shut with your foot.
Yeah. While trying to aim in the like, opposite
dude,
direction.
I've got to take a shit. Someone watch the door.
No, why would you ever shit in the men's room?
Never.
You'd go to the women's room and close the curtain.
Actually,
and
shit, I went to
do
the
some
Silver
coke
Peak.
While you're up there.
Yeah, that's right.
The
bar.
Go to the shit at the Silver Peak across the street as well.
Oh, yeah.
That's even classy.
You're a classy pooper.
Nice bathrooms.
A classy pooper we have over here, Chewy.
The men's room at the Zephyr was for many other things besides urination or fecal.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Whatever.
Fecal.
Oh my God.
Ebola.
Ebola.
Do we want to get one more song and then come back and talk about anything else, or do we want to?
How many songs do you want me to play?
Well, he doesn't have any upcoming shows. Well, let's plug the upcoming weekend after this.
Well, hold on. Like, depending on when it's airing. How long? When is this air?
This will be out
Thursday. Oh, dang! All right, never mind. I was going to make up some gigs
at the Grand Sierra Resort this Sunday. Brian Jones is Buffalo Moses.
Tell everybody to come to the flea market. That's just yes year.
Really, we're excited.
He'll be busking outside the flea market.
There you go.
I need $5.
We'll let you in out of the cold. Don't worry.
Be at the actual flea market at the El Rancho Drive-In.
like when they have shows at the library and people go to the library.
The actual library.
Well, we are excited to have the flea market kickoff party over at Dead Ringer on Friday night. It's going to be really kick-ass again. It's Animal 13, Felipe Pendejo, and headliners The Scattering. And then the festivities really kick off at 11 a.m. on Saturday over at the Generator with One Ton Dooley.
Yes, opening the day. We will kick off your flea market party.
Kick ass. It's going to be great.
And
so excited.
And then all weekend long, ending with the Atomics on Saturday and Kevin Seconds on Sunday. And then the after party at Jub Jub's with...
Reno, we have a problem. Warboy and Gaffer Project.
Thank you. So, yeah, that's the big shit happening this weekend.
I don't think there's anything else to even talk about. Like, I think that's pretty much...
Well, there's...
There are some things.
The plays.
Shakespeare in Love is still running.
Yes.
Shakespeare in Love. The Dresser runs for another week.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm.
We close on the night of the 9th, which is the... Saturday of
and
the flea
market. You can go to the flea market and still make it to these shows because the
Bruca.
Flea market ends early enough.
It is at
6
p.m.,
You go to the flea market and you have dinner and then go to the play at Bruca.
Yep.
Or the
then
play at
Shays
GLM.
And get fucked up.
And then go to Shays, get some coke, and stay up all night.
I was also going to throw out that over at Good Luck Macbeth, Saturday afternoons from 3 to 4:30, we're going to be hosting an experimental writing workshop.
Oh, I saw that.
That looks like it's going to be real cool. Our good friend Owen Bryant is going to be leading that.
Oh, I love Owen.
Yeah, so it's for writers, directors, actors, producers, anyone else with a passion for the theater arts. So it looks like it's going to be a really good workshop that's going to be going on for a number of weeks here. So please show up and check that out around your time at the flea market. We're really excited to have Owen over there and doing this series. There are, of course, going to be shows at Shays and Jub Jub's and Picnic all weekend long.
Yeah.
You can look that crap
check
up
your local
on
directory,
Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know where to go for that info. Bluebird's got some great shit going on. There's, you know, it's Reno. There's always great stuff happening.
What's cool
around town.
Is with the Bluebird and where you work now is you can go check out both spots.
Yeah.
What well, Fourth Street action, you get a hooker.
Why you go to the strip club?
This is not 1998 anymore.
But I mean, really, like you have this new.
They're called bartenders.
They're, like right now, there's this new corridor actually from Davidson's to the cellar. That's the stretch
Alturas.
Of it. Yeah,
the
cellar at the Alturas.
That's the
it's
real Reno shit going down. Like that's
there's
where
us at
the espresso.
There,
of Reno.
There's us at Dead Ringer, and then there's Bluebird. They're both doing EDM
anybody
shows
do
and live
anything
music
yet at the Lincoln Lounge site.
Yeah, what's going on?
I believe it's being turned into a restaurant last
Apple,
night.
Okay. Applebee's. Am I saying it right? Applebee's?
Applebee's.
Yeah.
Right? Little mom and pop organization.
Applebee's is happening.
The Blossoms are awesome, apparently. I'm not sure.
That's right.
It's a great building. Hopefully somebody does something with it.
Speaking of like corporate sponsors, we want to say hi to This Is Reno and Bob Conrad.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
thank you,
Bob.
Passing the buck and trading us some sponsorship because it, along with Good Luck Macbeth. But thank you, Bob, from This Is Reno.
And we'll see This Is Reno. They have a booth at the Reno Punk Rock Flea Market this weekend.
Well, and isn't Bob playing in the flea market as well?
He's in the Basement Tapes.
He is in Basement Tapes. He'll be playing Sunday afternoon. Right before Chris Fox, I believe.
Excellent.
And then it says Basement Tapes, Chris Fox, and then Kevin Seconds.
And if y'all didn't know, fucking Bob Conrad is from the legendary Zoinks.
I didn't know that until this week.
Psychiatric Pennies.
Oh, really?
And his wife was in the Grubs,
And was one
in
of the
Grubs, yeah.
Yes, Deb. Deb Conrad is kind of a punk legend.
Both
like
of
them. They both are.
Punkers.
But I saw that documentary that they did about the East Bay punk scene back in the
80s. I haven't seen that yet.
It was about Gilman Street and like what the East Bay punk scene like contributed
to
hardcore music on the West Coast. And she was like featured in it. Her band was featured in it. I went and I saw that at Kraft and I was like, everybody like started clapping when Deb came up on the screen and I was like, holy fuck, are you serious?
Wow.
when I was a young punker back in Missouri, I read Bob Zine, Second Door magazine. It was one of the, there's this like, you know, serious writer out of Reno doing cool punk shit.
Nice.
And
Bob's legit.
Yeah, sure.
And he
legit.
Went to college to be legit.
Yeah,
he's a journalist.
He's a doctor.
And
if you're listening, Bob, we love you.
This Is Reno. Look up the podcast too, right, Rick?
Top of this is Reno. No, I've gotten hella busy this week.
His podcast called Solutions is all about Reno, and this one he's got like a murder mystery on it.
Something that actually happened in the '70s. Really awesome.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Now we can just do close out and do two songs,
let's
right?
Let's do two songs.
Buffalo fucking Moses.
Right, yeah, thanks for being on.
Dimples.
I'll get to it when everybody finishes talking, sure.
Shut the hell up, everybody.
Brian, thank you for being here.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
I just want to let you know for Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Cadillac Kim, Dimples, the Cat Box, Dogwater Dick, and myself, the Reverend Rory Dowd.
And your brother.
And my brother, Mike.
And Matthew Howlett.
And Matt Howlett.
Mike, what did you think of the show?
This is fun. I enjoyed it.
Oh, Matt, do you
We're
have anything to plug?
Dirty, disgusting
Sorry,
people, though.
Yeah, do you have any plugs?
Mike, he's got an upcoming show at Dead Ringer later on in the month.
I've got my show at Dead Ringer on February 23rd with Nick Ang, which is super cool. And I have a Lavish Burlesque Company February 16th doing our Heartthrob show.
Yeah, over at the library, right?
We will share all of that on the
bar. The library, not the actual library.
I would go see a burlesque show at the library, the actual library.
If we showed up and started doing one, who knows how soon they'd
Let's get a grant.
The Dewey Decimal System.
Flash Burlesque.
Gooey Decimal System.
The Gooey Decimal System.
All right. This is okay.
That's the first place I manually stimulated your mom at.
So to pick
as
up,
long as there's a man in her life, I'm happy.
I'm sorry.
So to pick up where I left off.
Were you going to ever close the show out?
I'm the Reverend Rory Dowd, and I just want to let you all know that life is short, and I do love you. Good night, ladies. Jesus fucking Christ.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
All right.
Everyone I know sleeps inside the fireplace. They're keeping records of me. Sweaty ashes on her face. These paper boats are made for sinking. They're catching up, they're gaining speed. She tries to hold me with one blackened arm. She says it's gone, that it's missing.
Don't give up on me like that. Ask my father why he's walking down round in circles cautiously. He takes his coat and then he answers me. Way down on the ground we'll make a new. Downtown on holy ground we'll sing for you. We'll sing for you. Heading out with our helmets on. Cops and robbers with the shiny cap guns. Roman candles and a kid without a match. Trampolines filled with dirty leaves. Snakes and spiders leave some room for breathing. TV ghosts and a drive home in the dark. Stars that collide, separating. Leaving signals, smoke in my eyes. I don't know who to trust, but a ticket on a bus. And I'm waving to my friends goodbye. And I'm waving to you goodbye.
Cool. Got one more for you, and I'll be done. Ah, what a wonderful crowd. What a wonderful crowd we have tonight. How's everybody doing? I'm Brian James.
I love your music.
Hey, fuck and you.
It makes me feel good.
Hey. That's good. Good to feel something. Good to feel something. All right. This is we'll take a little last sip of the beer.
Yeah, what do you guys want for free? Internet users. Not you
barnacles.
Not you Patreons.
Yeah, you Patreons.
You're not users.
You're not freeloaders.
Angels. Angels.
You motherfucker freeloaders. Come on.
All right, I guess I got one more for you. This one is another one I wrote called The Greenhorn.
I was living for the promise of a bullet to the chest. Put my heart upon the ashtray and I threw away the rest. I will die if I don't get one. I put my children on the porch. Let my hands expand to mountain tops and help me keep a steady course. Can you keep me from tonight? 'Cause boy, I'm looking for a reason. Can you keep this out of sight for another couple seasons? Stand up tall and let it flow. Easy come and easy go. Just let it blow. But go and find another master. Just say it slow. We can play a little faster. Stand up tall. Into the ocean,
I plant my feet into the soil, raise a glass to indecision, cross my fingers, let it boil. In my violent greed, decency, I set my ring inside the drawer. Am I born in sin or just born again? But left no room for nothing more. Just let it blow. But go find another master. Just say it slow. We can play it a little faster. Stand up tall. Let it blow. Go and find another master. Just say it slow. We can bleed a little faster. Stand up tall and let it flow. Easy come and easy go. Easy come. Easy come and easy go.
Just because you got them big udders don't mean you're something special.
Backwater Studios.
And I wouldn't suck your lousy dick if I was suffocating and there was oxygen in your balls.
You're my favorite.